Here now the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick. In a major report this week, the Center for the Study of Human Error announced that human error is the major cause of errors of all kinds in the United States. The director of the center, Betty Blewett, made the announcement in Washington.
We looked at all errors that happened in the last 5 years and were shocked to find out that more than all of them were the result of human error. 188% of everything that went wrong was because somebody somewhere was stupid or careless or in too much of a hurry to do it right, and the price that we pay for that is enormous.
Betty, how can something be more than all?
I stand by our figures.
Betty,
oh, for Christ's sake.
Betty Blewett of the Center for the Study of Human Error. She later revised that figure downward to 88%. Her amended statement reads, "Almost all errors are human, not more than all." In global trading news, the Better Barter Board debated breaking down barter barriers this week. Bud Buck reports.
Block bad barter!
All over barter barriers began with a bit of bluster and a brazen lobby blockade in the ballroom where the Better Barter Board was about to debate. But Bart Burns of the Barter Board bargained for a break in the blockade.
I thanked them on bended knee, and they bought it.
Why are people bitter about the Better Barter Board?
Because we break up barter barriers.
But boosters of barter barriers like Becky Bailey are belligerent.
Barter is our bread and butter, bud. We're better at barter than anybody. But backing away from barriers along borders and boundaries is bubble-brained. Barriers are our best bet to build a better brand of barter.
How could barriers make barter better?
If a Bengali boy and a boy from Baraboo each built a basket, the Bengali basket brings a bigger bang for the buck than the Baraboo boy's basket, because in Baraboo, a basket's a bargain basement bauble. Barriers bring balance and bureaucracy, but a bit of bureaucracy beats a big brawl.
Observers believe the battle over the Better Barter Board is just beginning. It's too important, they say, to just let it be. This is Bud Buck.
The Hormel Company has announced it will open a Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota. The decision adds to a string of luncheon commemorations. Oscar Armour is curator of the International Hall of Bologna in Andover, Maryland.
We're excited about the Spam Museum. Any meal should be an event. It is good to see people feeling nostalgic about the food. I think a day is coming when you'll be able to go from coast to coast, visiting the best and most historic food, starting at the Braunschweiger Gallery, then to the National Salami Collection, and the Smoked Turkey Repository, and the Liverwurst Institute of America, and, ooh, the American Center for Cheese in the Public Interest.
Oscar Armour, curator of the International Hall of Bologna. The holiday shopping season is off to an energetic start. Retailers report that sales are up and shopper rudeness and desperation have already exceeded last year's levels. Tyler Burley is president of the Union of Exasperated Customers.
Well, what do you expect? I'm running out of time here. I've got so many things to do. So is that enough of a comment? Aren't you supposed to be serving me anyway? I am always right, you know, and right now I've had it right up to here. So I got to get going. I'm always right anyway. I am.
Need any help?
There's another fairy tale in the news. We have a report from Forrest Grimm.
Authorities are trying to sort out a chain of events that spiraled out of control last night and led to a temporary mattress shortage. A young woman, claiming to be a princess, demanded a comfortable bed. When one mattress was found to be lumpy, another one was piled on top of it, and another, until the stack stood 20 mattresses tall. Still, she tossed and turned, and then it was discovered that under the very bottom mattress, someone had placed a single pea. Eyewitnesses said that throughout the night, they could tell something was terribly wrong.
Well, she was just uneasy, real surly, not friendly.
No, she wasn't, and I thought, you know, oh, get over yourself, you know?
Yeah.
But now I feel a little guilty that I was so harsh, because who can sleep when you've got a pea?
I can't.
There are no leads in the case, as the pea did not contain fingerprints. Ballistics experts are comparing the pea to others on file to see if it could be determined if any came from the same pod. In the meantime, the mattresses have been returned to their proper owners, tags intact, and the princess, while still not comfortable, is sleeping better. However, she does point out that the food here is horrid. Forrest Grimm, Delaware.
And that's the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick.